This podcast will introduce the fourth and fifth study unit. Also, since there was no concluding podcast for study unit 3, I will give one or two quick remarks on that study unit. After you have worked through the third study unit, you should already be able to do question 2 of the second assignment. I suggest that you start with this assignment, as question 2 might take you some time to complete. I did not upload a podcast to conclude study unit 3, as I feel that this study unit is rather straightforward. It deals with various techniques that you can use to gather information from maps. You will get a question on this in the exam. Thus, make sure that you can do everything in study unit 3. If you have already paged through study unit 4 and 5, you would have noticed that the study unit also deals with getting information from maps. More specifically, these two study units deal with how we analyze patterns. If we analyze the patterns that are so often found on maps, we can derive certain things. This is done so that we can understand what was communicated to us on the map. As part of the so-called map language, we need to understand what different patterns communicate on maps. Study Unit 4 deals with the analysis of point patterns. Essentially, we want to describe what the point patterns that we find on maps mean. Now, quickly think of how location was explained in the first study unit. Remember that location can be described in absolute or relative terms. This is exactly what Study Unit 4 is about. Study Unit 4 teaches you how to describe point patterns in terms of absolute or relative terms. Since a how-to PowerPoint presentation has already been created to explain the various point pattern analysis, this podcast will not go into detail about how the different techniques work. To describe point pattern in absolute terms, you can use either centrographic techniques or absolute dispersion around a central point. Make sure that you understand these techniques. You need to know how they work and when you could apply such a technique. In my opinion, the absolute measures of point dispersion are more simple than the techniques of relative point dispersion. The next section of the study unit deals with describing point pattern in relative terms. Quickly think of how you would describe location in relative terms. Let us describe the location of Durban. Since I am based in Johannesburg, I would say Durban is about 6 hours drive from Johannesburg. Note that I describe the location of Durban relative to the location of Johannesburg. I thus describe the point relative to one another. Relative measures of point dispersion does exactly the same. It describes the point relative to the location of other points. The study guide focuses on two different techniques, chi-square and nearest neighbor. Make sure that you understand how these techniques work. Also, think of an application for each of these techniques. If you go through old exam papers, you will soon see that these techniques are often asked. However, we do not expect you to calculate relative point patterns. Rather, we test if you understand how these techniques work. Lastly, Study Unit 4 deals with point density on surfaces. Study Unit 5 deals with the analysis of line patterns on maps. Where Study Unit 4 focuses on the distribution of phenomena, Study Unit 5 focuses on the analysis of contour patterns and the analysis of drainage networks on topographical maps. Make sure that you understand how landforms are recognized through the shape and the spacing of contour lines. Critically, if you understand this section, you do not need to study it. The first section of this study unit also shows you how to draw a profile sketch of the landscape. Make sure that you understand this. This is a question that is often asked in the exam. If you go to the additional resources folder on MyUNISA, you will see that a how-to PowerPoint has been created on how to draw a profile. The second section of Study Unit 5 deals with drainage patterns. While most of this section needs to be studied, make sure that you understand certain key techniques, such as drawing rivers and land and watersheds on a map. Note that you need to understand how drainage density is calculated, although we will not ask you to calculate drainage density in the exam. After you have worked through these two study units, You should be familiar with the techniques you use to read information that is communicated through the use of points and lines on a map. Also, you would then have worked through the first study guide. Try to answer the questions on the first study guide in the second assignment, and make notes of what you do not understand in the study guide before you continue to the next study guide.